Can everybody hear me okay? All right, perfect. Well, first of all, welcome to the session using System Center for Dynamic Application Mapping. My name is Joseph Chen, and I am a Microsoft System Center Lead Program Manager at the Product Engineering team there. And it's a real pleasure to help kick off the session and introduce BlueStripe to all of you today. As many of you know, System Center Operations Manager is a very powerful and rock-solid monitoring infrastructure. But at the same time, it is a really powerful platform as well. And being a great platform allows us to bring you a rich partner ecosystem that can address many of your requirements and needs across various enterprise IT scenarios. And so today in this session, some of the scenarios that I really want you to think about in conjunction with what BlueStripe has to offer and is really one of the premier partners that we lean on to help address some of the core monitoring scenarios that we know you need includes things like how you can bring a 360 view, bridging the gap of your visibility into infrastructure as well as your application and services. And on that theme of having a 360 view, if you're thinking of moving into Azure, as an example, how you can bridge the gap of components running on-premises as well as components running in the cloud, right? You definitely don't want to be having separate tools, different views just to manage those components when they're in fact one single unified system, right? And lastly, there is the scenario of if you're moving off of VMware or considering moving off of Windows 2003, those applications that have been running on there for a long time, trying to find out the various dependencies is complex execution path and those types of information that you need to successfully migrate out. Think about how you can use BlueStripe to get that information into Ops Manager so that you can get that unified view. So with that said, I'm going to introduce Vic to you. Vic, come on up.
Thanks, Joe. Can you guys hear me? Oh, there we go. There's the mic. As Joe mentioned, we're BlueStripe Software. We help IT operations teams manage end-to-end applications. So instead of looking at things as a VM or as storage, look at things like, here is my business service, the customer portal, the e-commerce site, and all the parts that go with it. And although the session title that was put together for the session is about using System Center to do that, there was an announcement earlier this week. We're also doing it for Windows Azure Pack. So as we go through here, you guys will get some of the first views of being able to bring end-to-end cross-systems management not only inside of System Center, but inside Windows Azure Pack as it fits your IT choices as well. As a part of this session, we'll also go through customer examples of where they're using it. And in the middle of this, I've actually got a recording of one of our customers talking through what they use application awareness for in their greater System Center operations. So let's get started. I actually talked already a little bit about who we are. The key thing that we get involved with is, or what do we bring to the game? The ability to dynamically track the topology and dependencies of live applications and follow their performance hop by hop across so that you can go from, I've got a slow application to, it's right here, it's a network issue related to this node, or it's a code issue over here, or it's a third-party issue where my applications are fine, but that third party I'm dependent on, it shows up. You'll be able to see that the maps and views are generated automatically. So your operations and support teams, they don't have to go and talk to developers and architects to try to figure out what it is. They're actually able to see exactly what's happening in the moment. With our customers, they don't have just a limitation of, I only want to manage a Windows box or one type of node. The applications they use us for have multiple different technologies to them. They say, my application involves all of these things. This is the view that I want. They not only want the view to the different systems, it's also different application architectures. Instead of just a simple web application, well, many of our customers have integrated in ERP services, third-party SaaS services, and they call that part of their application as well. And that's basically what we bring to the game. These applications are large enough with enough parts that often no single person in the organization knows the entire application. My friend JP Garbani actually created a paper on managing the interconnected applications as the big challenge for an operations and support team. His basic point was you can be managing multiple parts of the app, but if you're not managing the whole thing, at least to an awareness level, then you've got risks that you're not covering as a part of it. He was basically talking about Blue Stripe and where we fit. The way we do this is to track application nodes hop by hop, and not just to the server level, but to the individual process component, filter that so you see just the parts involved. And it's not just like application logic. We'll see things like directory services, calls, DNS, system services that are actually required for that application, to be able to go from, I've got a slow application or a slow transaction, to my problem is on this node with enough detail that the admin knows exactly what to do when they see those. We have a product called FactFinder. FactFinder is the entity that's tracking, monitoring, and discovering. And the announcement that we've just put out is that we're bringing those interfaces and drill-down abilities into System Center Operations Manager. For those of you may know us from before, we were already working with System Center to put distributed app models and definitions into System Center so that from there you could have the roll-up dashboards and alerts and use that into Service Manager. Well, this one is a full performance workbench. We'll see it here in a moment where you can actually investigate performance in context of everything else Operations Manager can do. And in a moment, you're going to see that same thing available for Azure Pack. So let's take a look at it. Oops. There we are. Sorry, lost my glasses there for a moment. So what you're looking at is the new Performance Center for System Center. For those of you who use System Center, you know about all of the pieces that you can have for monitoring alerts and management packs that manage individual items. And you may even be aware of the distributed application map features that you would draw maps and use things in context. Well, with Blue Stripe combined with System Center, we're able to automatically discover applications. What you're seeing on the screen is a live hybrid cloud application. So inside of System Center, on the left, I've got Azure Platform as a Service. And instead of just the server up there, I can go down and see the individual app pools that have been deployed up on Azure. I can see their performance. I can see the different nodes, alerts related to them. I can move on across and into the data center. I can move on-premise to an Azure Pack managed node, get down to the components that are a part of it, all the way out to mainframe systems. In this case, notice on the right, we've got a Docker system where, as a part of our application workload, he calls a Docker container workload and has him manage his way through. The objective here, let's go back to the small view. The objective here is, without leaving System Center, instead of just looking at servers and CPU or some of the end user response time, from here in the lower left, you can see that application, users are seeing what kinds of response time. A lot of these users are seeing, let's see, that's about 3 seconds. We have users that are going up to about 12, 13 seconds. We don't have to leave and go elsewhere to see what the application's doing. Then we can begin to follow it hop by hop, and I'll expand this guy. And here are the process-to-process maps that bring the whole application together. These are live. If a new Azure instance spins up on the left, within about 7 seconds, it's going to show in this view. If there's a broken connection on a dependency or anything changing in the application system, this is going to tell the operations teams within a few moments. In fact, one of our customers once was looking at this and evaluating whether or not to purchase. And they had actually put us in a production system so that in a review with the director of operations and his team. And while we're talking in the demo, in the proof of concept readout, a new node comes in, connects to the production database, and proceeds to drive it into submission. It had been a developer who had gotten access to production and was trying something. Immediately, that director decided, this is what I want, because the operations team doesn't have to predefine anything. They're actually getting a view of what is happening in the moment. You can not only see the application parts that go together, but you can pick any server and see not a filtered view of the application, but anything that depends on that system and anything that system depends on. So quite often you're following a problem across the application, you get to a server, and that application itself isn't the cause. It's something else on there. And you can open up those nodes. In this case, we've got a performance problem that's hanging over this WebSphere node. And if we look inside of it, notice we're not just limited to the Apache node we were looking at before. This is anything on that system that might affect this. In fact, there is a job down here, a backup job, that's not doing any transactions, but it is the resource consumer. That if we go back up to the top here, this resource profile for the box that's affecting our production application, it's actually another application component. So from here, you can not only see the application, you can see administrative tools, you can see management agents that may be going rogue. It's the idea of how do you cross over from the application to the infrastructure and then into the other components of workload that may be affecting that application. So we'll come back to this in a little bit here. What we've shown very briefly is that we've got FactFinder, who's a product that's meant for deep drill down into apps and transactions. What we just showed was the Performance Center, the new workbench inside of System Center. From here, you don't need to leave Operations Manager to monitor apps, do triage by nodes. You can assess performance and interaction between applications and how it then maps back to the system. In fact, I will flip back here for a moment. There's one other part I forgot to mention. We showed about looking at applications. In this case, we've got the Azure Hybrid Cloud application. And it's not just a view and a map, but the workload of System Center and its tools are available here. For example, if I select a node that Operations Manager knows about, well, over on the right is the context of the different management pack pieces of information or control tools that are available. The objective here is to give the operations person in front of this a view to the app in context and then bring to it the selected appropriate tools from Operations Manager. Some of our customers call it management in context. That's a big part of the value with Performance Center and System Center. So that was part of the middle of how do we take Operations Manager and bring it fully into the application management world, but it's only part of the ecosystem. A few moments ago, I said BlueStripe is also putting in the map data, the distributed app definitions. So if we drill down, you'd find definitions for the apps you select, and they're kept up to date and automatically modified. Anytime you make a change to an app, the distributed app model is updated. Well, that means you can have those integrated into your CMDBs, like Service Manager, for example. So those of you who know Service Manager, there's the business service definitions that help populate the trouble ticket information behind things. We can do that automatically. so the team can focus on the use of Service Manager in the process, as opposed to continually updating the business service definitions as a part of it. And lastly, in the upper right, a lot of teams are going beyond automation around servers and resource utilization. They're going to automation for remediation around app availability. With BlueStripe's information added to that, we're like an intelligent trigger. So you can take automation when a given database is slow, or when one application in particular is having difficulty with one element. You can basically automate on service availability. So I just realized we may not have connected the audio here. Here's what I'm going to try to do here. We're going to give you a view of what our customers are saying as a part of this. What I've got is a customer recording. Oops. Sorry about the hassle here, folks. The audio is not playing here.
We do have the supervisors involved, the managers and their supervisors as well. But then at the end of the day, our chief technology officer is getting to the point where she's looking at all of these as well and starting to realize the value that we have, and she can use this information. So you have all of these different levels of technical up to management and CEO or CTO all able to look in one place and then report out to their groups what's happening.
What we've got here is a recording from one of our customers where what can you do with System Center when you add application information to it? This is actually State Auto Insurance. In fact, let me back up a little bit here. This is State Auto Insurance. They have a set of businesses that sell insurance policies across the web, and they have a very, very important part of the system that does quotes to other insurance companies. So if you go to an insurance site and it sees, here's that company's quote, but here are my three competitors, this is that system for State Auto. Sean Pearson, the head of enterprise management, basically has pulled together a view that spans from his administrators all the way up to the CTO. This has obviously been anonymized, but this is part of our recorded webinar. You can actually go and hear the entire story with them. What they did was to pull together, use the application information with what makes up the customer portal there at the top. And it is aligned by the different organizations owning parts of that application. And so from the top is the view to the application, the infrastructure tiers, and in the middle, at the top are service levels that say whether or not that organization is meeting its service level. Resources don't matter. The first thing that matters is that group meeting SLAs. And then they tie the different elements below it. And what he was talking about there is the ability to bridge between an outage at a customer into an organization and using Operations Manager to go and get to the remediation. Their big win that they describe is to bridge across between an outage to the system to the impact. And that's where he was talking about where it fits in the organization.
As well. But then at the end of the day, our chief technology officer is getting to the point where she's looking at all of these as well and starting to realize the value that we have, and she can use this information. So you have all of these different levels of technical up to management and CEO or CTO all able to look in one place and then report out to their groups what's happening.
So a big trend that we see right now is people taking Operations Manager and with applications and not just do triage like what we were looking at, but how do you tie it to your organization? State Auto described how they're organizing the entire IT operations teams around dashboards and stakeholder views. There's also new features in System Center. If you guys are looking at Operations Manager, there's new display widgets and dashboard capabilities within. It enables other players. You can take our data, for example, and use it with Civision. I don't know if you guys saw the Civision announcements a while back about Unity, where it can read distributed application models and create status level dashboards according to elements. Well, they can do that with BlueStripe data. And in fact, an update to Civision here only a few weeks ago allows them to react dynamically. So if BlueStripe detects a change in the application system, a new server, a new database, Unity automatically reads that and updates it, and it stays live and true to the applications as they change. Another player in the dashboard space is Squared Up. I don't know if you guys have seen them. They're relatively new, kind of a lightweight player in terms of lighter weight HTML5, put a dashboard wherever you want. Well, not only can you do that at the high level status, but our Performance Center workbench is integrated there as well. So instead of needing to give to the rest of your team a full System Center Operations Manager console to look at this, you can give to your managers and executives a browser. And that browser can have the status of applications, the roll-up components that are a part of Operations Manager, and high-level maps and status that show here is the online claims processing app, and how is it doing, and what organization may have the performance problem as a part of it. So despite the audio troubles here to get started, we're doing that for System Center. On Tuesday, we were standing up with the Windows Azure Pack team to announce this new ability in Windows Azure Pack. So if we describe the System Center parts, the teams that support it have to take whatever components from the public cloud to on-premise private cloud to traditional systems. The same is true in Windows Azure Pack. As you stand up private cloud infrastructures, these systems will involve public cloud and traditional backend systems. So now, for those of you who may be service providers, you can give to your tenants an automatic view to the applications they're hosting, given the resources that you've allocated to them. As an enterprise team, as you're helping out business units, you can give them these views to see the application over the virtual infrastructure you've given them. What we're trying to do here is, as application teams move more and more virtual, they're going to be asking you for more and more management visibility across them, because they're no longer managing the server. Now they're trying to manage the application on resources you've given them. So the objective of Performance Center is to give that view that it fully satisfies them on visibility without having to give them access to the machines underneath. Let's take a look at that one. Okay, so we started with Windows Azure Pack. If you guys are familiar with Windows Azure Pack and what's going on, BlueStripe's Performance Center is being delivered as a custom resource provider for Windows Azure Pack. As an administrator, this setup is quite simple. We're looking at the administrator view, and if you install the custom resource provider for BlueStripe, you have one setting that you have to set up, and we'll look at the architecture in a moment, but you merely need to configure the broker for which all of your tenants are going to use. You don't have to go to individual tenants and set it up. From here, you can add it to a plan, and later you'll be able to put it as an add-on to other plans. And from that point on, your tenants can self-select. They can decide to deploy and connect to this system. And once they do, they'll have a new service over here on the left. Performance Center will show up as part of the core services for that tenant. And from here, they can have one or multiple management domains. And inside of a management domain, think of organizations where that group may have one or more business applications amongst them and needing to set up dashboards that see the different systems. In this case, we're going to look at that same live Azure hybrid cloud application. So from here, they're able to monitor the business apps hosted across. And again, this is a view that spans outside of Windows Azure Pack to anything involved in the app. The left-hand status is service level. If the light is green, that application is meeting its service level regardless of the dependency status behind it. There may be CPU problems on the back, but the light on the left says whether or not you're meeting service levels. If there is an issue, and let's say we're looking at this online claims processing app, you can click in, and this should begin to look familiar, where the same tenants can move from the overall app to what's involved with it, again, to be able to track down, check the performance of individual components, how it's relating to the others. They can see things like, if I have a problem server here, well, what kind of configuration do I have? Or if I need to change this server, if I need to restart it, what other application groups do I need to warn about this? So a lot of the features are built in to help interact between different organizations and different obligations of business services. The other thing they can do is, like in the System Center product, where when you touch objects, the context of choices changes so that the choices are related to that particular object. The same is true here in Azure Pack. So for example, let's say I've gone through, I've found that problem, the backup job that we were talking about, and let's say that your tenant or your end users do not have the ability to change it. Maybe it's in another system. We're tied in with other features. For example, if I'm selected on it, I can open up a service request. For those of you who are looking at Azure Pack, this is actually the request management part of Windows Azure Pack provided by GridPro. And so from here, you can type out a request and off it goes to the right person. And that's in the case where your tenants need to tell you, I need some help. And they can use that system to route back to you from the context of what they found. But what if they do own it? What if it's a part of the resources that you've given them? Let's pick a system up here. This Oracle database, who's a part of this application. Let's say the red light was on that machine. And let's say we looked in and found that the performance of that box was a big problem. I'm out of memory, for example. So from here, I have new workflows. Like, for example, if you notice down here, a direct link into the VM Cloud's resources. So they can go from a slow application to a particular slow database to it's a resource problem and immediately take the step into the VM Cloud's node to address, to make those changes, if it's a system that they're doing local administration for. So there's kind of a theme here that we're bringing Performance Center, the ability to track apps automatically of any part front and back, the performance drill down to all of the Microsoft platforms. You'll see it here in System Center, you'll see it in Azure Pack, and you'll also see it showing up in other places. For example, I mentioned the dashboarding capability. This is the squared up dashboard product that we were talking about. So from here, any of your executives or business unit people that want a high level view to the applications that you're serving, or maybe the executives over your tenants, you can set them up with high level status dashboards by tier, by organization, by resource, as well as a view to the application. And as it updates and changes, they can explore their way through. As I mentioned, around Windows Azure Pack, the way this works is, for the first part of the discussion, we've been talking about the FactFinder management server that is the thing that is monitoring and tracking the changes in performance of systems. Then we also showed the Performance Center interface inside a System Center. When it comes to Azure Pack, the green item is the new part. Installing the resource provider actually gives you three elements. It gives you the management server broker, which is the item that connects in the your customer and tenant experiences in, the admin extension for you to be able to control, set up plans, make available to users, and it is the actual client for managing, monitoring and managing the dashboards and drill down capabilities as well. So these have been mostly about technology. We talked a little bit about State Auto. The other thing that we see happening, and this is actually one of our customers, is the use and adoption of Azure Hybrid Cloud. In this case, this is a large financial tax processing firm, and they had a complete on-premise system. their challenge was to take on use of hybrid cloud as appropriate. Their objective was to take the presentation layers of the application and push them to cloud because of the very high seasonal variations. During tax season, they needed a large number of presentation layers, and off season, they needed to contract. And that was their real attraction to this as an architecture. One of the primary objectives, though, was if this customer was going to use Azure Hybrid as a solid enterprise platform, they needed to have the security that would match, the configuration that match, and where we became involved is they needed the management visibility. Their concerns were the public cloud portals would give them a part. They wouldn't have an end-to-end view that just because they moved the presentation layers to the cloud, they were still responsible for the whole, and they needed that visibility. Where they went was to use on-premise System Center, use FactFinder combined with it, to get one combined view of the entire application, starting with user experience on the left, hop by hop, moving to on-premise. And in their case, they're a tax processing firm, so this chart doesn't show it, but to the right was the American Internal Revenue Service, different state tax organizations. So they actually had a picture that spanned all the way to the state and federal government. In fact, they had a they had a great story for this, that we helped them find a great problem that was keeping tax processing from working. And they laughed and said, but we cannot use it as a reference because you helped us figure out that our problem was really the IRS and the American government. If we say this is a customer reference, we will both be tax audited for that. The other part is to bring that into Azure Pack, as we talked about. Okay, we will be taking questions in a minute. But we have a special offer because of the show. We're offering 3 free data center licenses for 1 year, so you can actually get it and try it and see what it looks like in your organization. We also have booth number 90 out on the Tech Expo floor. So you can come down, we can play with it, we can drill further into that backup job problem or play with the Azure Pack stuff so you guys can get a feel for what it is. And if you'd like, at the end of the session here, we've got a few of the 3 license certificates that the team over here has them in their hands, so you can grab one of those, come down to the booth, and we'll get you registered for one of those. And although it's the end of the week, and thank you very much for sticking with us here on Friday morning, there are other sessions that you may be interested in. On Tuesday was the Azure Pack and ecosystem session. That's where our product was actually announced. There are now recordings going up on the web, so you guys can go back and take a look at these, as well as other Azure Pack and System Center sessions that tie heavily into this topic. So before we finish here, I thought I'd see if there's any Q&A or any questions you guys might have. It's a Friday morning, but I think we're all ready to go home, huh? All right. Well, thank you very much. Thanks for sticking with us with a little bit late start. And we hope you have a great rest of the show. If you'd like to come and get a license certificate, please do. And we hope to see you out on the Tech Expo floor.